This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Diana Furch-Scott-Roth. She is the senior fellow at the Hudson Institute here in Washington, where she directs the Hudson Institute Center for Employment Policy. She served as chief economist in the Department of Labor for President George W. Bush and also served as chief of staff for President Bush's Council of Economic Advisors. We want to get her insights on Friday's latest job numbers, this from the month of October, which saw the overall unemployment rate steady at 9.6%, but did show a gain of about 151,000 jobs in the month of October, which was significantly higher than most expectations. And Diana, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you. It's such an honor to be on your show, Greg.
Thank you so much. And it looks like a mixed bag. Obviously, the job number, which is higher than expected, is a good thing.
That's a great sign.
The unemployment number stays at 9.6%, but we're also seeing that the number of Americans participating in the workforce continues to decline. So what jumped out at you most?
Well, that's what jumped out at me. In fact, I was on the Bulls and Bears show on Fox yesterday, and I was asked what was the number to watch for. I said the number to watch for is this labor force participation rate. As it turned out, it went down 0.2 percentage point, and it's about the same level as it was in 1984 before all these women moved into the labor force. So that's very disappointing that it went down from 64.7 to 64.5%.
What's a healthy number in that category?
Well, I would say around 67% is much healthier what we had 2 or 3 years ago. And what we need to do is get people more encouraged about coming back in the workforce. But the fact that so many jobs were created last month, plus there was an extra 100,000 jobs created over the previous 2 months during revisions that weren't picked up. So we lost fewer jobs than was expected over the previous 2 months. That's also a good sign. But you see, there are these two surveys, the household survey and the payroll survey. The payroll survey is when the government calls employers and says, how many people do you have on the payroll? That's where they get the jump in 151,000 jobs, or 159,000, I think it is. Then the second number is where they call 60,000 households and say, are you employed, are you not employed? That's where you get the unemployment rate. And that's where they get the statistic that 250,000 people dropped out of the labor force last month.
Diana, in terms of where the new jobs are coming from, which sectors are strong and how encouraged should we be that expectations have been exceeded? And as you mentioned, the past couple of months, jobs are looking better than we thought they were.
Well, there were jobs, temporary jobs in professional and business services. And again, that shows that employers don't have enough confidence to have full-time workers. Education and health care saw increases, 53,000. What's a little bit disturbing is that we are not seeing substantial job gains in the well-paying sectors of the economy. Manufacturing was down 3,000. Leisure and hospitality, a private sector entry-level area, down 5,000. So what we need to do is see serious job growth. It was also a little disappointing that the unemployment rate for college graduates went up. It shows that employers just aren't investing in high-skill labor yet, and we hope that they will be in the future.
Diana, does the fact that the job number jumped this much means that we will start seeing the numbers we want to see in a few months, or will we need some significant policy changes to really see the jump that we're looking for?
I think that we need to see some serious policy changes, but I think that the run-up in numbers, and people, of course, can accuse me of being partisan, but I think that there was more confidence as the poll numbers strengthened for the Republicans over the past month, and it became clear from many polls that they were going to win the House, because that means certain bills that would be destructive to our economy just are not going to go through, such as the cap-and-trade energy tax. We're not going to get that. The Employee Free Choice Act, which takes away the right of workers to a secret ballot in union elections. We're not going to get that. We might not get the Paycheck Fairness Act that requires employers to give the government the earnings of their different workers together with the race and the sex to check that workers are being paid the right amount. So that is one big advantage. But we need to keep tax rates the way they are and we need to make sure that we don't place more mandates on employers.
Diana, you mentioned the certainty factor and that you believe keeping the tax rates where they are is critical for that. What else would you encourage the new Congress to pursue?
I'd encourage them to reform Obamacare by allowing any plan to be listed on the exchange instead of just the plans that meet the government-qualified benefit plan. And I would also encourage them to not require employers to provide health insurance. Take away the $2,000 per worker penalty that's going to kick in 2014, because it's for firms with 50 or more or over 50 workers. So if a firm is at 48 workers right now, they don't want to hire to get over 50. And if there is any firm with 55 or 60 workers, they're going to try and get rid of 5 or 10 workers so they can get to the magic 50 number. Just going from 50 to 52 workers costs the firm $44,000 a year.
Diana, one of the big issues, of course, in the campaign and really over the past several years has been the size of the deficit and the debt. Some might not see that being directly related to job creation, but is it directly related? And if so, what are the cuts that should be made?
I think that most small business owners don't really directly see the debt. They just see consumers. They see consumers shopping for their products. But to the extent that the large amount of debt allows consumers to feel that taxes are going to go up in the future and that the economy isn't doing well, and it makes them more cautious about spending money, that affects employment. So we need to get our house in order financially, the way these European countries are doing. Germany, for example, has been cutting spending, and its unemployment rate is 2 percentage points lower than ours. Britain, that has an austerity package, its unemployment rate is lower than ours. We have the highest unemployment rate in the industrialized world right now, with the exception of France. And it used to be we had one of the lowest.
Very interesting. Diana, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me on your show, Greg.
Diana Furchtgott-Roth is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, where she also directs the Center for Employment Policy, former chief economist for President George W. Bush at the Department of Labor, and she served as chief of staff for the President's Council of Economic Advisors. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.